Daf Nun Aleph, the Tosfos, the second Tosfos on the page. Kiso v'nizgala, Yilada covered. The Re says, who had then Yilada revealed with diamond, but recovered, just like it's mutter to take a pot off the flame and put it back. This is, says Kiso v'nizgala, because Nizgala means even Friday afternoon, just like the Reisha, like Kiso v'nizgala. So therefore it says Yilada covered b'shetekshah. But if it wasn't Megala b'diamond v'nizgala to cover it b'shetekshah, then it's also success b'shetekshah. You have to have in mind that you're going to cover it back up, because just like the beginning of Atmana, you need to have that in mind. If Rabbi Yosef would be around, he would be kafir. Rabbi Shlomo says, because of the Nesius, because Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was godly for Rabbi. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yosef was greater than Rabbi, as we see in the second paragraph. Neither Shmo Rabbi Yosef said to Rav Chaim Bar Avisna, like Rabbi Eimelach, or like the words of my father, said like Rabbi. So he said, that's what they say, he's an Adam godly, that he leaves the Rav and listens to the Talmud. When Talmud explains the Adam Tchila, Rabbi was the Talmud of Rabbi Yosef. But afterwards, Rabbi became so wise, as we said over there, Rav Chaim holds like Rabbi, which Resh Pasifta Shchichi Rabbana Gabe, and they, since everyone came to talk to him and learn, he was very sharp. What does he do? Shukun says, takes off the linen. The Re and Avraham Parat says, we don't go, we're not going as Kates of the Oysim. Shukun argues with the Tanakama, it's not Mutter, only to Moisim. But the switch is awesome. Shukun says, even to switch. No matter to take it, to put back that thing that's not so bad, it's not even because of Atmana. This is the Chen of Shukun Leiman, that he's making another Kula by Atmana. Tosfos Shon says, but if you took off from one hot to another hot, it's mutter. And lav dafka to that oven, it's not comparable to the case in Kira, that the Gemara asks, pinim mechal mechal, what's it in? Because over there he wants it to be hot. Therefore it's usher when it's cold. But here, but at the moment, as long as it's, the more it's cold, the better off it is. As I said earlier, Rebbe was matter to do atman in cold. Tosfos says, Rebbe didn't know earlier that it's what to do Atman and Tzoynen. Didn't he know that he heard from his father that it's what to do? So he says, it could be that here, Davka is Mucha Milsa, that he's in Schavan and Tzoynen, that he moved it from one thing to another thing. But Kitna Shemai, where it's not Mucha at all, maybe also do Atmana, that's from Tosfos Rabbein Yehuda. Or it was Toymen and Davar Anitl, and Kisa B'Dov She'en Anitl, which cannot be carried. Rashi asked, let him do it around it and hold it with the walls and pick it up and take it out on its sides. As we've seen, Perek Neitel, it was between the barrels, he picks it up. And he answers that we said over there where he forgot it. But we, since he put it down, it becomes a bus davar asa. Tosfos says, if it's considered like maniach, so made if it's begulim mitzosa, how can he take it and put it back? What's the difference between this and the stone that's on the opening of a chavis that we say it's also maniach? If he puts it there, even just to tilt it on its side, you're not allowed to do. So Rabbeinu Tam asks even more. That we learned, you can shake off the cover and it falls by itself, even if it's not partially revealed. Therefore, many times said it's not considered miniach since it's das to take it on Shabbos. But Mekhmeitel, we also learned, B'Shamah says, you know, pick up from the table bones and shells. B'Shamah says you take the whole tablecloth and shake it off. And B'Shamah is not considered that as miniach. And hence, we grow a kisu, which is like the klicheres that put on top of a gdera, that the gdera is bluer in it. And you can't shake off the kisu unless you pick it up a little bit. The Re explains, for instance, he did atman and the gdera in a box, which is something that's neatle, and above the gdera, he filled up the kupa with something which can't be moved, because he can't touch the gdera unless he touches something which you're not allowed to touch with your eye, or move with your eye. Tosfos on the base, you don't take it or put it back. The Rashi says that's a Kshem Aliyah, that says a Perek called Neitel, and Perek Neitel, wherever there's an Issa and a Heta, where a Heta with Tarech, the Issa not Notriach. The Chacham, the argument, they say it's Mutter when totally covered to take a Vidayim, something which does not move. Perek Neitel, the Mishnah, the Mishnah says that if it was between the barrels, he picks it up, tilts it on its side. So we explain it like a Kshem Aliyah. It's Mashna, the Rabbanan of Kshem Aliyah are matter to move the stone by itself. Okay, you're not allowed to crush the snow or the hail. From here, you should be careful not to wash your hands in snow and hail on Shabbos. Sometimes it gets hardened, and sometimes there's hail mixed in them. Don't bathe in them or wash your hands in them, because it's impossible you shouldn't crush some of the hail. However, Zohar, Tobal of Brochet, Hadden Allah Bameh, Taimen, Taisus. Taisus and Bameh Behem Yaitzah, that a person is Muslim, she's a Behem, that says, my Nuach Sharcha Kamech. But not Allah says to Malach Atav Hem Tachot. There's no thing only the Chamer Achav Hem Tachot causes the Hem to run. As see Resh Perek Mishahich Shech and Resh Nadorim, we'll die from here. And all these things earlier, that there's places where the Tana counts, speaks about what he learns first, and then the places he says what he started with. Here he says, Vameh Behema Eina Yaitzis. Right? Okay. Chamer Luba, Rabbi Yitam says, Luba is from Mitzrayim. It says, put the Lubin. Hoi Bezraska. We say in Shalmi, Gerim that come from Lub, can you wait for them 3 generations? And he brings that these are Mitzrah, that scream like a Lub. Or maybe any Natiris Yisera is Naksina Masa. Taisa says, let's be Pashim Mishnah, says, Lubdik is Bepurumdia, even though it's enough for just the collar, as we see later on. Lubdik is a Gomel Kagar and Asa. And Purumdia is much better than Asa. It says later on, that Dantish Asaka Broin, like this one, Kagar and Purumdia and Shabbos. So you see, it's much that's better than Asa. So Taisa says, it's not Natiris Yisera, it's also the same, if it's Naksina Masa. Levi's donkey came, walked first, as much as they were doing Chabad while they're traveling. Perk Amalamun and Sefesuma, we see three that were traveling. The Rebbe is in the middle, the Gadol is on the right, and the small, and the one who's younger is on the left. So to Lachashos, the king of Tzavram, the Benetam says, we learned in Perk Shosh Achlu, the Emchab den Elo Pesach Aroy the Mezuzah. The Benetam explains that Hassan is when they're not going in one group, each one's going for itself, and they meet at a door. Then they don't give color, but when they're holding, going in one there, Chabura, Yom Chabad in any place, and we have the same Taisvas in Sefes Brachas. We have one more Taisus. Shmuel said the Lach is the Chananya. Ben Chanan said the Lach is the Krav. That says, Bein Lenoi, what it's for beauty, Bein Neshama is awesome. Since Abai, Rav, and Ravina, and they were Vesroi, answered according to him, that Kosher, Baalab, and Meseir, and also Paskin, the Lach is the Krav, Yisura. Therefore, Rav Perat said that any Natiris Yisera is awesome. For instance, having a cow go with an Afser, or any Noi Behem is awesome to go out, but calves that go out with their collar, as he laid on, or a horse can go out with his bridle, which is normal, or with its a bit. Both the rest and the afsir to have both of them is awesome. But you're allowed to put the rest and the afsir on the top of the sus on the horse on Shabbos, and there's no isa tilpu, because it's mukha for a behemah, and the person who's manning a sus and shusram should be careful not to let the top of the rope go out of his hand at tefach. Same thing would apply for dogs. And what's between him and the horse, he has to pick it off the ground at tefach. So we see later on in the perek, you're allowed to wrap the rope around the neck of the behemah and go out with him. Because the calves of Rav Huna and the mullah Shabbos Rebbe would go out kruchen wrapped up. This is the end of Tosfos Daf Nun Aleph.